2, line 1096.
Thank you. Number 6. And the supervisor adds, if you read that, Madam Clerk, starting with committee.
Committee chairpersons must schedule a properly referred item within a maximum of 2 regular county board committee cycles. Once scheduled and publicly noticed, an item may only be withdrawn according to the provisions of 1.13 sub D sub 8. If the item is withdrawn by the sole action of the committee chair pursuant to 1.13 sub D sub 8, the item must be placed on the committee agenda for the next regularly scheduled meeting and may not be withdrawn again.
Thank you. 1.13 sub D sub 8 relates to once a committee comes to order and attendance is taken to establish a quorum. Any item on the agenda can only be removed by concurrence of the majority of the committee. Prior to the committee coming to order, an item can be removed by the chairperson. Comments, questions, discussions?
Would this require a motion to approve the amendment by a member of the committee?
Since Supervisor Mucci Evans is now on the committee, correct. Thank you.
I'm looking at amendment number 6, and it's not the same language that I think we just read.
Well, you've got the whole version.
I've got. Did she change it? Did Demetrius change it?
Yes. She said she was going to do that.
Okay.
You have an extra copy?
Yep.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Brown.
It strikes me in the first portion of it that you read, and I don't have a line reference here, I'm sorry, but at the bottom of the bold paragraph, scheduled meeting and may not be withdrawn again, it would seem to me that it might be wise to add except by a majority vote of the committee. There may be special circumstances under which it would be appropriate to withdraw it again if the majority of the committee agreed.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think the that's actually covered here in this language, because under 113D8, an item can be withdrawn two ways. One, by the chairman of the committee before the committee starts, or two, by a majority of the committee once the committee convenes. If the item is withdrawn by the chair before the committee starts, then it must be placed on the next agenda. If it is withdrawn by a majority of the committee, that does not happen. So that's how the amendment addresses that particular issue.
Thanks for that clarification. That answers my
need.
Thank you, sir. Supervisor Weishaupt.
I'll move approval of amendment number 6.
Supervisor Weishaupt moves approval. Amendment number 6. Any further discussion, questions, concerns?
I'll just take another minute to read it.
No, go ahead. Yes, Supervisor, we will wait briefly. And you got the reference to 113D8, you saw that?
It's in here.
Have you seen it? No, what I'm saying is I read what's in there. Once a committee comes to order, the attendance is taken to establish a quorum. Any item on the agenda can only be removed by a concurrence of the majority of the committee. Prior to the committee coming to order, an item may be removed by the chairperson. That's what 113 subsection D subsection 8 states. Supervisor Cesar as well. Supervisor.
Question for Mr. Cooley. There was in the current rules the ability for any item that's not scheduled on a majority of any committee that it could be scheduled. Is that still retained in the current set of rules?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes, there's another provision, and I forget exactly, in Chapter 1, in which a majority of a committee can sign a petition to have a meeting to discuss an item that a committee chair did not put on the agenda. And, of course, there's always the serving notice at the board level of pulling items from committee.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Fuller, next slide.
Thank you, sir. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Madam Clerk?
Amendment
number 6, please.
On the approval of amendment number 6, Supervisors Jurczyk?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Caesars?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes.
Thank you.
Do you need this guy?